If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is how we do it.
And so the delay for those times from the Publix to the roundabout was about 6 to 7 minutes. But the travel time from Gongora, when it was backed up to there to the roundabout, was generally around 3 to 4 minutes. And again, like I said before, these were not a constant hour and a half long backup. It was moving, but it was intermittent as to how quick it was moving.
This is Chris Phillips. He is the, I believe his title is the traffic engineer for Escambia County, director of traffic. I don't know. He does the roads. Okay. And you know, relatively recent acquisition for Escambia County coming over across the water from Santa Rosa. And, you know, he was at the town hall meeting that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh was doing on Monday to address the roundabout. They've done a study on the traffic there. And this is what they found is that, yes, under really peak times, basically afternoons on Saturdays in the summer, you have about an hour or two where it starts to get choked up at the roundabout, pushing traffic lines all the way back past Gulf Beach Highway onto Sorrento. And one time I know we saw it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is almost a, it wasn't to Blue Angel, but it was a long way back on Sorrento. And I actually had, you know, said, hey, do you guys know about this? This is bad. But they did. They were already looking at it. And so their study showed that most of the time it's no big deal, and then once in a while you get super high volume and the roundabout can't handle it. Not because the roundabout can't handle it exactly, but because of the way people drive through the roundabout, that if traffic is coming from Johnson Beach Road, people who are going south on Perdido Key Drive don't know whether those people are going to turn north on Perdido Key Drive, which most of them do, or continue on through to Perdido Key Drive and go west. And that uncertainty makes you stop. And when you stop, the people behind you, they stop. And that's why you get a clog. It's not that big of a clog, 3 to 4 minutes from Gongora, 6 to 7 minutes from the Publix, but it feels like eternity, right? When you're stuck in traffic and you don't expect to be, it 3 minutes feels like 4 hours. It just does. And, you know, that's why people pound their steering wheel and get angry and call you and, you know, pitch a fit. And then when they want answers. So Chris Phillips basically said, look, we can create, if we can acquire the right of way, because there's utilities in the way, from westbound to northbound, we can solve that with a free-flowing lane. And from southbound to westbound, we can, if we can get past the beach mouth stuff, we can make a free-flowing lane there. Cost, right-of-way acquisition, and time are the solutions here. But for the most part, the roundabout works, which I know the problem is that when you have a personal experience with something vivid and painful, like, you know, missing a Living Color concert because of a Ford Tempo, then it doesn't matter what the statistical truth of the matter is. It only matters what your experience is. And for the people who live there, it's a nightmare once in a while, and therefore, you know, it's the end of the world. I understand that. Anyway, so that's one thing. I talked with Wes Moreno about this briefly. They've made some improvements along Sorrento that are, you know, because what was going on Sorrento was really bad, and they have, you know, basically FDOT has listened and made things better.
It's very important to realize how poor, well, you all know how poor that pavement was and the fact that there were no paved shoulders. DOT listened. They listened to you all. They listened to Commissioner Burgosh and myself because I was harping on them as well. Not only did they add the paved shoulders, but they added the audible pavement markings, the little pucks that you see on those.
The like rumble kind of markers, you know, they look like reflective markers and you run over and or the little ones that are just like a dome shape, whatever.
Our biggest problem for that section of Sorrento Road was lane departures. If people were going off the side of the road, there was no shoulder. And by the time they were off the road, It was really over at that point. So if they overcorrect, they're going to cross the center line. The head-on collisions that happened, even since I've been here since February 20, 22 was just startling and staggering that that amount of accidents were happening on the road.
And that seems to be improving Sorrento, at least we hope so. The intersection by the golf course, that's almost done. They're finishing that up October, November. It's going to be done. That's Doug Ford Road. And then this I thought was interesting. This was kind of an ear-popping number for him to put out there that, you know, what everybody really wants is to four-lane Sorrento all the way from Gulf Beach all the way back to Blue Angel, which would be, you know, a major capacity improvement for evacuations and just for throughput. That's a, you know, the more things get built, the more people want to drive, right?
It's important to know that that is not going to be a cheap project by any stretch. The PD&E is valued at $2.1 million. The estimate for the four laning from the bridge all the way to Blue Angel, which is the study area for the PD&E.
Get ready.
The estimate's around $118 million all in.
Wow.
$118 million. That's expensive.
That's a third, a little bit less than a third of the cost of the entire 3 mile bridge. Because it's a long stretch of road, right? It's a long stretch of road. So $118 million. Sign me up. Oh, my God. That's right? A lot. I mean, roads are. And by the way, and that's at like today prices, assuming that prices hold and they don't go up anymore because they have been going up ridiculously. So, yay. So just a couple of notes. I thought it was actually a really good town hall. Lots of information. Beach amenities. They're going to be taking down some of the bathroom structures at the beach accesses and converting them over into those like shower island kind of things, foot rinses. And they think that'll also open up some space for some more parking spaces at those very congested beach accesses out on Perdido. Oh, and I have a really interesting good news story about that area that I don't think anybody else has reported yet. Weirdly, it's a kind of a cool story. I'll tell you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
A crash on 98 eastbound in Panhandle Trail. This is in Navarre. Just occurred. Huge backup already, and it's already past the turnoff to 87, backed up to the Navarre Publix. Again, the accident itself, 98 eastbound and Panhandle Trail on its eastbound, of course, that is blocked. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm sorry, Candy, you may have literally just said this, but I was reading a text about, I think, East Bay and Hidden Creek. Is that what you were talking about, or is this different?
It's, I don't know if those are the exact roads that I said. It's 98 eastbound in Navarre.
Yeah, it's a multi-car wreck in that vicinity.
It's
road's
awful.
Blocked.
It is
backed up. First responders
up.
Are just getting there, and it's going to be a while. My person says go a different way.
Yeah, definitely go a different way. It is backed. It backed up so fast, and it's already backed up for miles and miles. So, yeah, be careful.
So thanks so much for the update. Yeah. 717. And we so much appreciate you guys texting in these traffic updates. It really helps us keep everybody
absolutely.
Else informed.
Thank
so,
you so
thank you so much. 437-1620. Somebody says we need a two-lane roundabout. There's no footprint for it. There's no. And I think the bypasses would actually work there. The bypasses that they're talking about on Perdido Key would actually work really well there. But here, this is, I don't remember how I stumbled upon this. I think my wife might have been the one to mention to me. She says, is Johnson Beach Road closed? And I'm like, I don't know. And she says, it is. It's closed like for a long time until like next spring. And I said, what? Would that be related to like Adelia and surge and water and sand? And she's like, I don't know. You're the news guy. Figure it out. Okay. Fair enough. So I texted Eccles, who is the superintendent, and he sent me some information. So, yeah, the Johnson Beach Road closed as of August 31st. It's a severity closure, they call it. Johnson Beach Road beyond the parking lot closed to all vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian traffic. The main facility, the pavilions, the main parking lot are open for public day use. And it's going to be closed for a long time. But here's what they're doing. This is really interesting. They are creating 110 new parking spaces on Johnson Beach Road. Three new parking areas, and each one of the the parking areas are all going to be on the north side of the road, so on the like sound side of the road. But then each of those three parking areas is going to have at least two. They said seven total, so I'm not sure where the seventh one is, but I'm looking at a map. There's going to be a walkover to the sound side and a walkover to the Gulf side. So massive amenity upgrade at Johnson Beach Road to have, again, 110 new parking spaces, three new parking lots, six, they say seven. There might be a different one that I don't see on the map, but at least six walkovers going in both directions. And Two of these seven dune crossovers are going to be ADA accessible. They say the price is $2.6 million. Project is funded by the Gulf Restoration Funding associated with Deepwater Horizon. So I'm guessing that's NERDA funds. But anyway, and then the project was awarded the Wright Brothers company to be done. I thought there had been a note that they were going to be closed until the spring. I would expect through September through February. That's right. So, I mean, that's really good. Like, I mean, it's thanks if you want to go to Johnson Beach. You know, you can't go to Fort McRae except by boat now. But long term, that's going to be a really nice upgrade to, because that's always the problem on Johnson Beach Road is you go out there and, you know, you pay to get into the seashore and you're all the way on the other side of the world from like the bulk of the seashore on the east side. And then you get over there and like, what if it's busy? You know, what if there's a lot of cars and you're trying to not get stuck in the sand, park on the road, all that kind of stuff. So this is that's a great improvement. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have family members, loved ones, it might be your mom or your dad or an aunt or an uncle or maybe a brother or sister who's getting older and starting to change. It's common, you know, unfortunately, it's very common. People, you know, they might start to forget things or they might start to have trouble bathing or dressing or, you know, cooking, cleaning, driving, all that kind of stuff. You might be helping them. You might be hiring help for them, but it's starting to get to be too much. And you might start to think about assisted living. And look, if you're like I was, you would say, I'm never going to put my loved ones in a nursing home. Okay, I get that. But assisted living is not a nursing home. Assisted living is independent living in an apartment where you have people that come in and help you to whatever degree you need the help. It really is independent living, okay? And, you know, once you kind of understand that and see how that's a benefit to your loved ones and give them the most independence they can handle, and then where do you go? Because there's like 30 different places. This is why you call John Horton. He runs a company called Assisted Living Locators, and all he does is help people like you solve these problems and find the place that makes sense for you and your loved ones. And there's no charge, okay? John Horton, Assisted Living Locators. Call him on his cell, 712-0887 or assistedlivinglocators.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand! Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
if you see Christopher Walken dancing, we're best friends.
That's what I was doing. Yeah, that's awesome.
724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't know who let this riffraff into the room. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy yeah. has traffic
Dave
on the fives.
Dave and Mary Hoxing hired
Yeah, they did.
You,
that's so right. That's yeah, blame cool. them. They're the ones.
98 eastbound. It's a horrible wreck. Several cars involved, and it's in Navarre. It is blocked from, my gosh, the turnoff to... the Navarre Beach Camping Resort, that's Panhandle Trail, and it backs up all the way past 87, past the Publix, past Slim Chickens, which is the best name for anything, but also the turnoff to Holly Navarre School, like it's backed up that far yeah. this morning. So do take an alternate route. It's been like this for like 20 minutes, maybe more, backed up really fast. Again, that's 98 eastbound in Navarre. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, a little slow getting onto Pensacola NAS, the front gate as well. Traffic tips, again, you can text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very good. Candy, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, it appears that a new proposal by House Republican leaders to avoid a government shutdown has won some support in the party. Several Republicans voted against a GOP funding bill on Tuesday, have now reportedly agreed to support a new plan. That'll come to a vote later today. Andrew, we're about a week into the UAW strike. The big three automakers are now laying off employees because of the strike. Chrysler's Stellantis says they've laid off workers in Ohio. They're planning to lay off more workers in Indiana. GM announced yesterday 2,000 workers in Kansas City. Kansas have now been laid off. And in a new development this morning, auto workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama are now going on strike with the UAW. Hmm. Patsy McCain Shelby says she's worked for ZF Chassis Systems since they opened in Tuscaloosa back in 97. But she has some issues with the treatment at that plant.
We lift heavy parts, and we never know when we're getting off. We work usually 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:15 to 6:15 at night. And our family's waiting on us to see if we even get off at the right time or not.
And so apparently about 200 workers in the UAW Local 2083 there in Tuscaloosa are now joining the UAW workers' strike. So I guess it is starting to spread out. Of course, the deadline for the negotiations was supposed to be noon tomorrow before more local UAW chapters start joining in.
All right. Very good, Dave. Well, I mean, certainly we hope they resolve it. But, you know, this is a part, I want the strike to be over, but I don't want the union to get what they're asking for.
No,
it
seems
so absurd.
Yeah.
It's obscene.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620.
Just a quick note, they've moved those cars out of the way in Navarre, so it's going to start
great.
Moving soon. So
good, so we should get a little bit of relief. Or, you know,
98 eastbound backed up in Navarre,
relief,
so yeah.
Very good. All right, what was I going to tell you about? I was looking for it. I did a, now I've misplaced it. It's bothering me. No, I have to get it for later. After Chip Simmons, no, not your fault. It's my fault. After Chip Simmons was on the show with us the other day, I actually realized afterwards that I had questions about to what degree, you know, the sheriffs are involved in the move, you know, for the hospital that's coming up on Saturday. And I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was really good information. Oh, here I go. Okay, I found it. I don't know why I didn't have it open. Here goes.
Solve my problems.
So, Sheriff, how are you guys preparing for the move this Saturday for Baptist?
Well, we've had our traffic unit in constant communication with the folks at Baptist. I know the Pensacola Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, they're both of our traffic units. We've actually practiced this. We've had tabletops on this, and it should go, you know, pretty much according to a plan.
How many people do you have tasked for this on Saturday? Is it special tasking?
It is special tasking. I'd probably say we have about a dozen at the sheriff's office, and probably city has that many as well. So, again, while when you make this big a move, it's going to be a little bit cumbersome, I think that the practice and the preparation between the folks at Baptist and the sheriff's office and the police department is going to go as and EMS, because we have ambulances that we're going to be escorting. It's going to go as well as could be expected.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
So there you go. About a dozen from the sheriff's office. We found out from West Marana that we got ambulances coming over from Leon County and Okaloosa County, two each. This is a big deal. The ambu-bus is not going to happen, not yet. We ran into another snag, lo and behold. Anyway, the guy who was going to do it just up and said, no, I can't do it. Okay. Well, that wasn't, it turned out, wasn't going to be used in this process anyway. It just didn't really fit exactly with the need. So maybe that's a blessing in disguise. Hey, if you are If you're thinking about any kind of plumbing work, you need a drip, a leak, you got a weird sound on the wall, anything like that needs to be fixed, Barbary Plumbing, they do flat rate pricing, not by the job, or by the job, but not by the hour. They'll take care of you. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. 437-1620. We've got events coming up. We've got Taste of Gulf Breezes coming up, the 10th annual on October 6th. That, 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks. Outside of the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9. You can, it's always so good. It really is. Get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. We also have Pensacola Seafood Festival coming up a week from this Friday through Sunday, October 1st. Savor delicious seafood and always a good time with 150 artists and craftsmen who come from all over the country here. Again, you can always find out information on what's happening in the community at newsradio923.com. In just a minute, we will ask pressing questions about drunk strippers getting arrested of Mike Wood with PPD.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Russian missiles and artillery pound cities across Ukraine early Thursday, killing at least two people, trapping others under rubble. This says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington. What could force Saudi Arabia to eventually build a nuke?
The Crown Prince and Saudi Arabia has denied that it seeks to get its hands on a nuclear weapon. They do want to enrich uranium ostensibly for a nuclear power plant, which on a hair trigger could be converted into a nuclear program if Iran were to be able to secure a weapon.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The auto strike enters day 7.
More money, better benefits, shorter work hours, better life.
A union member walking the picket line in Wayne, Michigan. A strike against the big three automakers could expand tomorrow at noon if significant progress isn't made. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 72. Partly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Looks like a beautiful morning out there. Pensacola's Reap Lodges Transitional Center is going to be forced to close. Executive Director Vinnie Wibbs did confirm that news this week. He says Reap has been unsuccessful in getting the funding needed to stay open. Last month, Escambia County Board of Commissioners did provide $15,000 to cover the shelter's rent and utilities, but Wibbs says it takes them about $30,000 per month to operate. He says they're expecting to be able to relocate all of the women and children at that shelter to other REAP facilities. The majority of them will be moved to the Maxwell Respite Center over the next week. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office has announced a forfeiture of a drug house on Congress Street in Midway.
We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times. And that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house, and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it.
Sheriff Bob Johnson announced that forfeiture. The mobile home was torn down by an excavator. Two suspects, Damian Kalish and Sandra Syed, were previously arrested on drug trafficking charges. Johnson and Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright say that property will be transformed into an affordable housing opportunity. After just one game, the boys and girls basketball season at the new Warrington Prep Academy has been canceled. Principal Dr. Erica Foster telling Channel 3 some of the players weren't eligible to play because of their grades last year. Others were either over the age limit or were struggling with their studies.
We gave the students a choice, three choices, that either we can continue to play with the Escambia County School lineup and our games do not count, or we can remove the students that were not academically, sound, or we can create our own schedule. And so I brought all the students and the athletes in the gym, and they basically made that decision.
And meanwhile, head boys coach Lou Timothy May says that they are hoping to play a full slate of games against other private and charter schools in similar situations that they're in. A contentious back and forth yesterday between Northwest Florida's Matt Gaetz and Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Do you know about the money that moved through Rob Walker's shell companies, yes or no?
As I have said repeatedly, I have left these matters to Mr. Weiss
I've not intruded.
Ignorant.
I've not interfered. I've not
to
tried
things.
To find out
it's
what
like
he knows.
It's like you're looking the other way on purpose because everybody knows this stuff's happening. And you know what? People don't pay bribes to not get something in return.
And Gates and other members of the House Judiciary Committee questioned Garland yesterday. The questions from Gates largely related to the investigation of Hunter Biden and alleged influence peddling. He was also asked about why the DOJ eliminated the China initiative and whether they had actually lost track of how many paid informants they had at the January 6th Capitol riot. Pensacola's city council approved a new name for South 9th Avenue from Cervantes to Bayfront this week. It's going to be Lewis Bear Jr. Way, and that road named in honor of local businessman and philanthropist, of course, who passed away in March. The current crop of city council members discussed the impact he's had on them.
I look forward to driving down that road and seeing that sign and just thinking about him, the times that he scared me and the time he was on my side, you know, because sometimes he wasn't always with me, but when he was with me, well, I really felt like I'd done something right.
And that's Charles Bear. Lewis Bear's wife, Belle, was also at the city council meeting this week. She said that he would be honored, but also said he'd be embarrassed because he didn't like to be recognized for his good works. 7:35, and let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, bad accident on 98 eastbound, of course, in Navarre near Panhandle Trail. Now, as I understand, though, they've moved the cars, and it is starting to move, that crash on 98, but it was a huge backup, and it is still stop and go past 87. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620, and no backup now at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Another partly cloudy day with a small chance for rain as we head through Thursday. Rain chance sits at about 20%, so a little bit less than what we saw yesterday. But you may run into a few showers throughout the day and even into the evening hours. Highs will be in the upper 80s. We'll keep it right around there for Friday, too, starting out near 70 degrees, highs into the upper 80s. Should be much drier through the weekend as highs return to the lower 90s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Looks like a beautiful morning out there. We've got 72 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Instacart shares slumped nearly 11% in their second day of trading Wednesday, continuing a slide that began immediately after the stock hit the NASDAQ on Tuesday and leaving it narrowly above its initial public offering price. On Monday, Instacart sold shares in its long-awaited IPO at $30 apiece and closed at $33.70. By yesterday afternoon, Instacart's rally had fizzled further and shares closed at $30.10. Amazon has introduced a smarter and more conversational version of its Alexa voice assistant that the company hopes will bolster its position in the tech industry's artificial intelligence race. In all, 10 new devices were introduced yesterday, including the first soundbar from Amazon's Fire TV brand, along with a new device category called the Echo Hub, a wall-mounted control panel for smart home devices. On Wall Street, futures broadly lower after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 76. That's Your Money Now.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Around 2 years ago, for any of you behind me who don't know, the DIB and the CRA, which are effectively extensions of City Council, used our tax dollars to pay for two police officers specifically tasked with harassing and ultimately arresting our unhoused community downtown. As Pensacola's wealthiest investors continue to populate our local leadership roles, their treatment of our unhoused communities continue to grow crueler and continue to receive more funding.
So this is one of the socialists that showed up at City Hall last... I mean, they're the People's Liberation Party for Socialism and Change or something like that, so I'm not exaggerating. They call themselves that. Charlie Dial. And several people showed up to complain about what they perceived as police mistreatment of the homeless downtown. That's PPD that they're talking about. Jen Brayer, I give her credit for standing up for the police and saying, no, they're doing a good job, and responding and saying, no, we know what you're doing. But I wanted to give Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, a chance to comment on these, I don't know, allegations, charges, complaints, whatever you want to call them. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
So, you know, charges that you guys are harassing the homeless, that you're overly enforcing things, the camping ordinance, just generally that the purpose of you is to serve the rich people downtown and to get the homeless out of the way, I think generally is the summarized gist of this. Your thoughts, your comment?
Yeah, you know, agendas are agendas, and I'm 100% confident that this individual has never walked with these officers that work downtown, who go out of their way to listen to the homeless in the area and find out how they got in that position, what they're needing, and how they can be helped to get back on their feet. Those officers do this each and every day. Some of these individuals do want help and go and take the help that the officers are offering. Others simply do not. And the ones that do not, then the officers are down there making sure they're okay. They're bringing them blankets when it gets very cold outside. They're offering them shelter when the weather gets bad. So, it's when I hear something like that, it's almost laughable because this person obviously does not know the police officers that work at the CRA.
And my understanding for the CRA cops was that this was basically because you have so much activity in that area, just, you know, having extra guys out on, not in a car, you know, out on patrol, able to respond quickly to things that happen. That's how I understood the role of the four CRA cops.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, regular patrol officers have to go from call to call. These officers are down there, again, concentrating on the specifics of the problems downtown, and the homeless is part of that.
Sure.
And they're trying their best to get to know each and every one of them and to offer them help.
One of the things that we had just this week is at Workman, we had this a shooting that was outside the school while there was a basketball game. You had one victim with not life-threatening injuries, I understand. And it was cops from inside the school who were working at the gym, I guess, were the ones who responded first, right?
Yeah, they were notified that there were shots fired outside. They immediately left the gym, went outside to investigate, and found a male that had been shot. I believe it was twice. Fortunately for him, the gunshot wounds are not life-threatening, and we understand the shot came from a vehicle and hit the individual who was a pedestrian. So we're glad that it had nothing to do with the students inside. It did not happen inside the school. It happened actually on Langley Avenue. So, yeah, it could have been much worse. I know when I got the phone call, the first thing that came to my mind was start messaging immediately because parents are going to want to know.
Right.
And so we started messaging out on tweets, or, well, it's X now. I'm not sure what you call a tweet on X.
It's the social media network owned by Elon Musk. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah. So I guess it's still tweets. Anyway, we wanted to get the message out as quickly as we could to parents that everyone inside the school was okay and where the reunification spot was, which was Washington High School.
Right. And I mean, you were quick to that, and then we put it online, and WER put it online, and, you know, they try to get that message out as quickly as possible. I appreciate that. But it looks like it was completely unconnected. It just happened to be in proximity. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
All right, very good. We had a obviously another story that made a lot of news was a three-year-old who found a gun, and apparently it was loaded and chambered and ready, and wound up shooting, I don't know, him or herself. We probably don't release because it's a pediatric case, but tell me what happened here, and I don't know the outcome of it all. What's going to happen to the parents?
Well, you got it. The three-year-old found the weapon and discharged it and was shot in the arm. And we're very, again, that could have been much worse. We've seen things happen in our area before where the child was not so fortunate. So now the investigation is focusing on how the child got their hands on this weapon. And, you know, there were adults in the home. But we work with the DCF, the Department of Children and Families, to do a thorough investigation to see if there was any negligence involved. Sometimes there is, and sometimes there just isn't. You know, when you are raising a child, sooner or later, you know, you can think to yourself, I had no idea that he or she was capable of opening a drawer now and picking up a weapon. And, you know, sometimes you just got to pay a little bit more attention, and accidents do happen. So whether it was negligence or an accident, that's what's under investigation now.
But it is worth mentioning for people who might not be aware that Florida has, you correct me if I'm wrong, but Florida has some pretty stiff, like, protect the kids from a loaded gun laws that you are obligated to have them in safe storage. Now, I have philosophical objections to those laws because I get where they're coming from, but, you know, the way you have a gun in the house is, you know, you got to have it stored and, you know, basically loaded and available, because in the middle of the night, the would-be assailant is not going to stop for you to unlock and load, you know, like all of these things. But the law does say that you are required to protect kids from loaded guns, right?
Yes, it does. So, again, that's what the investigation is focusing on, and I don't want to get too far ahead of it.
Sure.
Once that's complete, we'll let you know. But right now, again, it's still an investigation with us and the DCF.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like the accident in Navarre has been clearing up, so that's good. It is starting to move, 98 eastbound. It's been moving, but it was pretty backed up for a while. So that's clear now. That's good news. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can certainly let us know and text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood. Obviously, we have the big move for Baptist Hospital coming up on Saturday. We've been talking about this a lot. I want to make sure people know that the ER at the Moreno Street closes at 3 a.m. and the Brent Lane one opens at 3 a.m., that's the transition time. Then there's going to be this day-long process of moving people over. I assume you guys are going to be involved in this and have been coordinating with Baptist, sheriffs, EMS, everybody.
Yes, all the above. So intersections are going to be held on the route between the Legacy Baptist and the new one. The officers are going to make sure the light is green for the ambulances that are going through to make the transition quicker. And, you know, they will quickly route or get traffic moving again as fast as they can once that's going on. This is going to happen early in the morning or during the day, and it's on a Saturday, so traffic won't be as heavy as it would be during a weekday. So they're going to get it done as quickly as they can, and if you're held up by this, it should not be for very long at all.
What is that route? Can you say what that route is? I'm guessing it's going to be what, like Pace to Palafox to Brent? Is that the route?
Well, I'm not sure,
okay.
Andrew. It could be Cervantes to the interstate to Brent. I'm not sure on the route, but I do know that intersections and lights will be held for those ambulances so they can make the trip quicker.
Okay, so just, you know, if you see stuff going on Saturday, just don't be surprised by it. It's going to be obviously a very big, massive logistical operation. All right, maybe more of the fun part of the show. We had talked earlier about this. Well, let's just say drunk stripper who was arrested for DUI in Ohio. And, you know, I just want to give you a little sample of some of the audio here.
Okay. Get your leg in the car.
Listen, handsome man.
So she announces
that works in my club because I'm a stripper.
Sure enough. And she's being super friendly because she's she gets arrested and she's soiled herself and wants to disrobe.
Can I take it off?
No, leave it on. Leave it on. Grace, just stop.
Yeah, and at one point, you know, she says,
"Taste me."
No.
Do it.
Stay in the blue box.
I like it kinky.
And offers that he can touch her. And so a lot of things are going on in this. And I think my very favorite comment was from the officer when sort of towards the end, he just finally says the giant sigh. Okay, so Our suspicion is that this is not a rare occurrence, that young, drunk women, and perhaps drunk men, but that this is not rare, that this is just the kind of thing that police deal with on the regular. Mike, routine or rare? What do you think?
It's rare, but it does happen. I remember a field training officer when I was a rookie telling me these sorts of things are going to happen, especially when, you know, with speeding tickets and things like that. But he also told me there's not a young lady out there worth losing your badge over, so you need to focus on your job and do your job. And then you know, I can't speak for every police officer, but to me personally, having one a young lady try to manipulate my decision based on her. Herself like that is almost insulting. So she's liable to get a ticket faster than anybody else.
Very good. Manipulate your decision. Okay. So
I learned my lesson.
I know, right, it's exactly. Fine. No, and but one thing, and you know, this case, at least she was wearing clothes. You all have to deal with people who aren't always, right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's sort of when your raincoat in your car comes in handy. If you're going to have to wrestle one to the ground and put them in handcuffs, you need to be able to cover them up out in public. And that's, I can tell you, the raincoat's been used for that more than once.
I will,
because that's about all you have to cover them up.
Note to self: never accept Mike Wood's generous offer of a raincoat if he gives you one. All right, fair enough. a raincoat has been some places. You have a cop myth for us? We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know.
Yeah, and it's that the police departments or law enforcement agencies are very secretive. They like to withhold information from the public, and that's true and false, mostly false. I mean, we do things like the Citizens Police Academy. We've done ride-alongs. We're very open and transparent about what we do, but when we do have to keep information from the public, it's mostly temporary, and it's to keep the public safe, it's to keep officers safe, and it's to make sure we don't jeopardize an ongoing investigation. And once that investigation is over with, especially when it goes to court, everything is public record. Everything's going to come out. And so being secret is sometimes that happens. It's again, it's temporary, but there's a need for it. But most of the time, we're going to be very transparent. And my job is to communicate with the public and make sure they know exactly what we're doing. And I give as much as I possibly can every day.
You know, this is just another way that media lies about you, particularly TV and movies lies about cops, because that idea of keeping information from the public is clearly one of the longstanding themes of what you see in what I would say is more recent, not necessarily like Dragnet era, but, you know, more recent stuff. Was it ever really a problem where you had, you know, police agencies found themselves trying to keep stuff from the public, or has it always been? I definitely know these days, you know, you all are very transparent and police agencies around the country are transparent. But was there ever a cultural time, I don't know, 20 years ago when it was less transparent, in your opinion?
Yes. I mean, I started 37 years ago, and I remember comments like, it's under investigation, we're not telling them anything. That did happen, but that's changed. You simply cannot do that anymore. You can't withhold the information, again, unless it's going to jeopardize the investigation or put someone in danger, but simply because of social media rumors. Those can get out of hand quickly, and it's very difficult to catch up and put the truth out there once. I've said this 100 times before, a lie can travel the world 6 times before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. So
right.
That's why we have to be transparent, and that's why we have to tell people what's going on.
And I know, you know, we've talked about this before, but I just want to mention it one more time, is I respect the job that you guys have to do as a news person. I want to know, and I want to tell people what they want to know, but I always figure that, look, you know, if my news reporting interferes with you protecting people and solving crimes and preventing, you know, evil, then I'm not serving the community. And so if you tell me, you know, Andrew can't tell you yet, I figure, okay, you know, we'll find out when we need to know, because the last thing I would ever want to do is have, you know, my eagerness to find out the truth of a story get in the way of solving a crime or, you know, help somebody to get away or anything like that. So I appreciate you reminding us about the information and the way it flows these days. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks for what you do and keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One of the more recent additions to our advertising lineup is ProHealth Florida, locally owned, female-owned company serving Pensacola for more than 35 years, making healthcare affordable and accessible. They win best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola, best of the everything. All the time. They've got 7 locations. Santa Rosa Beach, Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Park, behind the Sam's Club. They have primary care and urgent care walk-ins from 8 to 4, and then every Saturday at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club from 8 to 1. Lab work is the most affordable in the panhandle, occupational health screenings, comprehensive medical weight loss, and if you don't have insurance, they have a plan for that. It's called the ProHealth Medical Membership Plan. It's $45 a month. You sign up for that, and you get unlimited primary care visits with zero copay, Teladoc 24/7, physical, flu shot, lab work discounts, all this kind of stuff. Find out more. Just go in if you want or check them out online at ProHealthFL. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Is it okay if I do traffic just real quick?
Sure. Okay. We're right there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Just because we have something else happening. Okay. 98 eastbound is still in Navarre, still very slow and go after that accident this morning. But there's another accident. This is I-10 eastbound at mile marker 11. And it's very, very slow, cars, as you can imagine, from Carr City. And it's backed up off and on through Pine Forest on I-10 eastbound. So caution there, and wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Carr City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dr. Jones, again, we see there is nothing you can possess which I cannot take away.
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made a language for us two we don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend and we've got some things to do.
Good morning, 7:58, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom eagerly awaiting my request for him to come on the air with me.
Eagerly.
I am.
Russia's launched its biggest missile attack in weeks in Ukraine today. Missiles were hitting energy facilities and knocked out power in five different regions of the nation. Air Force General Charles Brown Jr. set to become America's top military officer. Brown was confirmed as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That was in a Senate vote on Wednesday night and with bipartisan support.
Yeah, Tommy Tuberville basically pushed off of it, at least for the top three spots. The Army and the Marine Corps are going to get leaders. I think they're scheduled to do that one, and then the Joint Chiefs is done. There's still 300-plus waiting, pending, as he says that the military should not be paying for travel and transportation costs related to abortion. That's still a standoff, but at least the top spots are going
to
be
local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.